After Democrat Phyllis Buzanski defeated Republican Buddy Johnson for Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections Office last month, it was thought that the many controversies that occurred under Johnson's watch were now a thing of the past. Not exactly. A representative from Johnson's office came before the county commission today and said that he needed $2.3 million more to cover unanticipated expenses for last month's election. The fact that Johnson did not appear in person before the commission inflamed some of the members. Kathy Harris is Johnson's chief of staff. She said some of the extra costs were for 220 extra ballot boxes at each voting precinct that cost over $1,800 apiece.
The other additional major costs were some additional scanners and printers. You may recall that during the early voting process, we had tremendous lines. We had probably the most challenges in implementing a ballot-on-demand system and an absentee voting system where people could come to the polls and come to our office and vote absentee. We bought some additional printers and scanners to help us mitigate some of that turnout. As you know, we didn't think we were extremely successful because the lines were 2 hours long. Again, those are the major costs.
Johnson's office is also requesting $300,000 for transition costs, which confused Commissioner Kevin White. He was told that was primarily for printing and binding costs. Once informed, White said he would not approve of the request.
I, for one, can, just speaking of one commissioner, I can't see approving an additional $2.3 million at this point in time. I think the new supervisor of elections should be able to come in and do their own clean slate and housekeeping as far as the budget.
Commissioner Mark Sharp said he was also blindsided by the request and had no idea if it was appropriate to allow for the additional funding.
Obviously, at this time, there's no way. I could not and will not at this meeting vote for any expenditure of funds.
But it was Commissioner Rose Ferlita who expressed the most outrage, not only about the last hour request, which came after a series of problems over the last 5 years that Johnson had in office, but that the man himself wasn't before the commissioners asking for the funding.
I'm focusing more on the disrespect that Mr. Johnson is showing the people that he still represents. It is unexcusable for him to send you as a defense mechanism so we cannot ask him just some, not all, just some of the concerns we have today. I don't think it was appropriate. I don't think it's fair. And you know what? If he couldn't come today, then we've had continuances before. We've rescheduled things before. After going through everything that's been going on with Mr. Johnson under his watch, I cannot believe I am still in a state of shock that he's not here to answer some of these questions. It's inexcusable. It's unbelievable.
And a few moments later, Ferlita said this.
I don't think he's been paid the courtesy as our financial advisor to look at this, scrutinize it, justify it, break it down, itemize it, and let this county commission, who represents those people out there who are now tagged with another $2.3 million of debt, an accurate explanation as to why it's okay. You guys have complicated it for everybody.
Just elected Commissioner Kevin Beckner, who flagged the item for discussion, said he had spoken with newly elected Supervisor of Elections Phyllis Buzanski, who was out of town. He said she had no idea about the $300,000 in transition costs, but wanted to have the $2 million that Johnson requested put into an escrow account until it could be reviewed by the clerk of the court.
And she is predicting perhaps by the second period in February, she would be prepared to come to this board in full and fair transparency, outlining what she believes is the situation. She did say that she would request a full audit by the clerk of the circuit court, which she believes is appropriate, and that she would come before the board and let us know exactly what expenses need to be incurred and what she feels she is going to need as a budget going forward.
Phyllis Buzanski's first day on the job is January 6th. The first election she will be responsible for in Plant City comes a few months later. Saying there is no time to waste, Commissioner Jim Norman then suggested that the clerk of the court, Hillsborough County itself, and any representatives of Phyllis Buzanski agree to do a joint audit immediately to learn what is needed for the office in the immediate future.
And we would be working with in conjunction with her, but then she could take another second look to see in that next 6-9 months what she feels she needs as we go forward. Because, folks, you know, these elections, this is elections office is our foundation of everything we're kind of all about. And we just can't ignore it. And I think we go in tomorrow.